כתובים באבא, דף ריש נון זין. And we said that we don't have any real way, and we don't have any barometer or measuring stick to measure what the value of a moment of life is. How much potential is crammed into one moment of life? And therefore we said that you can't denigrate one moment of life, and therefore there's a whole bunch of halachas in terms of how careful we have to be with the life of even a vegetable, which we're going to be going on, we're going to be starting now the paragraph at the bottom of the page. Chaim b'tzaynoi. Nisal ha'tzmein yudi zoken ben mei shana. Hanim tzu v'matzul shol tzemach. Let's take a 100-year-old Jew who's in a vegetated state, right? He's in a vegetable, he's in a coma, right? Who mechubah lemachshirim, eilu meivin ve'en yodaya ma na'as ha'sivoy. He's connected up to machines and he's completely unconscious. ויום הבטויבים הוא היה אשר גודל והוא עמד להנחיל לבני יחידוי יראו שגדל לה בו 100 מיליון דולר. Well, there's 100 million dollars waiting to be distributed yet to his only son, right? And יום רדף יום, day after day, הילדים מוטו במיטוסי זמן רב, הטיפולים איכלין ונקסים את החסקונאי שחוסר במי חייב. There's an expensive business keeping this vegetable alive, yeah? And every day the 100 million dollars get smaller and smaller and smaller, shrinking away, keeping him alive. No yechidi yudi ben toira amiti. Sam the toira ben toira amiti. Yai de kol kiyama av shel avi muatim hain. You know that his father's days are limited. I'm going to be able to carry on like this for much longer. But because people are yod of Yerusha nakit, and any moment there's this very big Yerusha on its way to him. V'libo cholfus machshavos oidas mash yasi b'rusha zu. He's already spent half the Yerusha, yeah? You know what it's like when you think you're going to get the lottery, you see, and it's quite a geschmack. It's a very geschmack thing, sitting there spending, you know, how you're going to spend the $35 million lottery when you win it, yeah? Yeah, the first $30 million, like, stock, I've got your ship on, a little bit for myself, you know? Yeah. This is a big Torah. You know that to spend a gift of wealth. The creation of most of the Torah had stock of a chesed shikam lila nishmosa shalaviv. He's already set up the fund that are going to be handing out stock lila nishmosa his father, and all the Torah that's going to be learned in the office Yerusha, and the Chosen Kala fund, and the Katan Yenatalat Taim Et Matnasaisha Gadeh Laharibos Kovet Shemayim Ba'ilam. How this stock is going to be utilized to be Mabed Kovet Shemayim. The name is Galala Eliyahu Novi Umadiyalo. Eliyahu Novi comes to him and says to him, listen, Rabbi Yudi, Avicha Asad Listalek Min Ha'ilam Beyon Ploini B'Shah Ploiz. Your father is destined to die on this day at this time. Achdalacha B'Koichi La'arich Eschai B'Dakah. You can keep him alive for 1 minute longer than the predestined time that he's going to die. Ach kol zois petznai shetiten li es kolay Yerusha esidu li pul b'chal kachot. On condition though, that the 100 million dollars that's on its way to Yerusha you give me. You can't even keep 1 million. Because I would say, look, just leave me with 1 million, right? Yeah, just, I mean, $1 million also don't get out of bed if I had $1 million in the bank. Just $1 million, I don't have to deal with Hashem at all. $5 million in the bank, you never see Davin Tershem for Panos. You just live off the interest, right? And today that's probably not the posh. If you had $1 million, you probably land up paying interest to the bank for holding your money for you. But in a normal world, yeah, you know, come on, you know, you got $1 million, you need to work again. Who would get out of bed if that $1 million? Anyway, that's not also the question. Anyway, so no, that's quite a heavy challenge, right? Keep this vegetable alive for 1 more minute. Or take the $100 million and you know what you can do with $100 million? Remember what Noach once said, give me $10 million and I'll, you know, change the world, we'll bring Mashiach, you know, until he got $10 million he realized it's not enough.
I didn't say that $100 million.
Oh, 100, yeah. inflation. Remember the days, give me 10 men and $10 million and we'll change, we'll bring Mashiach, yeah? Yeah. So you can imagine, $100 million to keep a Jewish 100-year-old vegetable alive for 1 minute, or $100 million to, who knows what to do with, yeah? Ain't something, it is there, lo yevate al Yerusha. I mean, I'll be saying, why would I tell the Yerusha? Yeniach la'aviv lamus, daka achas koidim, shekan ma'aniten kva laishas, berge echa, shalachayim. Well, why shouldn't you mevate on 1 minute of this old man's life? What's he going to do with 1 minute of life? Well, obviously. I mean, what's the cheshbon here? It's poshut, right? Because you can't have a matzav zeh, especially in the situation where he's not even alive, I mean, he's on machines and whatever. Ulav yesh v'da'at zu da'as balabatik. This is called da'as balabatik. I apologize for being a balabatik. I mean, it's quite a poshut cheshbon, no? I'm not killing him. He's going to die. That's his predestined time to die. It cost me $100 million to keep him alive for one more minute. It's worth it? You know what you can do with $100 million? You know how many children you can feed? How much you can do with $100 million? What's the shala? What's the other minute to do this? It's called Das Balabatim, yeah? So what's Das Torah? Hayim gam Das HaTorah Svurukai? What does Das Torah say? Habo v'nera ma'am mukhan ha'kosh bochi v'nocho l'tet l'vate avu dake chayim shal yudi. Let's see what ha'kosh bochi is prepared to give up for one life of a vegetable Jew. Is anybody here who has, it's poshut that you have to give up $100 million for the 1 minute? Is there anybody here that says it's poshut?
We're talking about adding on an extra minute.
1 minute!
We're not
talking about pulling out the plug a minute early. No. That should be a little bit easier for even this balabos to understand. You don't do that. Because that's a short thing, a person's life, that's murder, whatever, yeah. We don't understand what 1 minute's life is. No, he's predetermined to die at 1 o'clock. You can keep him going 1 minute past one. But it's going to cost you $100 million. You know, is that a good business deal? Doesn't sound like a very good deal to me. You know how many lives I can keep going with $100 million? I mean, that's not balabatim. Is anybody here that doesn't think like that? Anybody here that says, push it, you have to give us $100 million to keep alive for a minute? And that's not Torah. See how far your incorrect das can take you. Okay. So we're in Reish Nun Ches. Eilanu Asoga B'Kedusha Rega Echad B'Chayani. We don't have the beginning of an understanding of what one of the Kedusha, one moment of life is. Pamim Rabbis, V'Eis Limud HaTorah, Anu Oiskim B'Dvorim She'enim Noigim L'Maisa. Very often we're learning things in Torah. You stick around Yeshiva long enough, you'll learn a lot of stuff that doesn't really have, or doesn't seem to have that much that's relevant L'Maisa. Yeah? You're going to have to actually deal with this, right? Tachlit HaLimud B'Ayim Ki L'Daat Is Rotzin Hashem. The purpose of learning Torah is to know what the Ratzin Hashem is. Maya Ratzin Hashem b'mikru mesuyam. What's the Ratzin Hashem in this situation? What's the Ratzin Hashem in that situation? Shemikru zeh nadir ad mod. Even if this mikru, this situation is very, very rare and may never happen. V'nao p'ya locha, im yitziu matzav, shekedei la'arich es chayv shel oisa adam, hanim shel matzav semach. In this situation where, in order to lengthen the life of this person who's in a situation of being a vegetable, yitztarchu kol klal yisrael l'chal ol Shabbos. Mitzvah lahem l'chal ol Shabbos ola hatziloi. What would be, the doctors would say, let's think of into fantasy mode, that's where we were most of the morning and tomorrow's shit anyway. Let's get into fantasy mode, right? The doctors would say, we can keep this Jew alive for 1 more minute. He's about to die at 1 o'clock. But if every Jew mechal Shabbos, we can keep him alive for 1 more minute. What's the halacha? Every Jew has to mechal Shabbos. Sofik pekuch nefesh, has to mechal Shabbos. The poshut halacha. From Avraham Avinu all the way to the last Yid that's going to live, every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be, if that's what would keep this Yid alive for 1 more minute, you have to mechal Shabbos. Mufush halacha. He's having a mizu. More than this, when we read Goyim, Yechich Roitanu V'Yoymer, and they come to us and they say like this, In Tivilon and Nefesh Achas Michem La'rig Amutov, if you give us 1 year to kill, fine, give us 1 Jew to kill. We haven't killed a Jew for a while, we need to kill a Jew. Give us 1 Jew to kill, yeah? And if you do, we'll leave you alone. V'imlad Namis Es Kuchen, we're going to wipe out the whole town. Yeah? 250,000 men, women, and children. Halacha, she rotzen Hashem, she nizgalalana b'toyrosa, the rotzen Hashem, which is revealed to us in the Torah, moira lanu, Sheimusa kulam veloyim soru afiyudi. The halacha is, there's exceptions if they give his name, whatever, there's a whole gemara in Sanhedrin, you have to know, but the pashtus halacha is that you don't hand over a Jew to the goyim to kill and the whole city gets wiped out. But just to finish the sentence, I want to give him a look on the paragraph, You say, you know what, we've got this vegetable here in the hooked up to the machines over there, yeah, he's about to die anyway, and he's not doing any mitzvah, he's not doing anything, so let's hand him over to the goyim to kill, because anyway he's going to die right now, and anyway he's not doing anything. Why wipe that 250,000 yidn nachmanos zman who are so free, how many mitzvahs and kedusha are going to be generated? Halacha is, can't do that. One second. V'yaitim ikach, more than this. Afilu lo yitzu, sh'agoyim yoichu na'am, this is called klal yisra. Let's just say the goyim had the ability of one, it's like to wipe out the whole of klal yisra. Down to the last year. Mi yudia rosh rishon ad yudia ochre. Yimusu kulam ve'enosu l'goyim nefesh achim yisra. The whole of klal yisra gets wiped out. Haman gets his wall, Rachmana Litzlan, and we don't hand over this Jew to the goyim to kill. Meira v'niska mi yichalanu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mukhan levater al kol klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give up every Shabbos. He's prepared to give up the whole city of Jews. He's prepared to give up the whole of klal Yisrael. Ubevad shechai yudi. This vegetable lives his extra minute of life. Shehu ata temach. You can't take away 1 minute of a temach life. Kol rega chayim shelo choshevu ad ma'od nifle Hashem. Gam im ayni oise berega zu amuma. Even he's not doing anything. Now obviously the question is, we'll see, what about the whole city that's going to get wiped out? Their lives not important? The whole country's not going to get wiped out. Their lives are not important to Hashem?
It's really interesting how he's worded it though, because he's worded it that the doctor said we can give him an extra minute.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
That was the first example.
As opposed to, he's dying...
From Chalo Shabbos to keep him alive.
If we leave him alone, he's dying anyway at this point. Mm-hmm. We leave him alone. Don't touch him, he's dying at 1.
Sure.
But if we touch him, he can live to 101.
No, but then he's just from Chalo Shabbos.
That's different to killing him.
I didn't say not.
Maybe even from a test. It's different to killing him.
No, it's a test. I'm asking you what we see here, how much one Jew's life is valued in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. We see it from the positive and the negative. What's the
problem? No, I understand if that's true what he said, but it doesn't seem to go with what Rabbi Tetz said, because you allowed...
I don't know what Rabbi Tetz said, I don't know what case he's talking about. There are many exceptions and examples, and you have to know, etc., etc., etc.
So that was, and the other thing that's always bothered me, and I've thought about it...
So what are you doing? I just want to say one second. Did you just hear what you just said?
Right.
Yeah? It makes sense to you? 6 million Jews are going to get wiped out! You're sitting here, you've got to make this decision. You're the mayor of this city now. And you have to decide, do we take the vegetable and we hand him over to the goyim? Or this whole city, men, women and children get wiped out. 6 million yidden. You prepared to do that? Are you prepared to do that?
Are we prepared to die?
Are you prepared to do that? No, forget about we. Are you prepared to do that? You've got to make this decision. You're the Rosh Ha'ir. You're the mayor of this city, and the goyim came to you and said, give us that vegetable and we're going to shorten his life, we're going to kill him. Yeah? And if you don't, we're wiping out the whole city, 6 million Jews. You ready to do that?
That's what we have to do.
Today, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the value of a person's life, just on the doing the right thing is more important than...
More than the book, just give up our own life for that.
It doesn't seem that the emphasis isn't on the person's life, it's the emphasis is on the doing the right thing.
What is the right thing?
Whichever the Torah says you have
well,
to
what
do.
But what does the Torah say you have to do?
To give that person the extra minute.
So you see that extra minute is worth more than all the Shabbosim and all the other Yidden. That's what I'm having a problem with. But it's worth more than all the Shabbosim, I don't have a problem. I can live with that. That I don't have a problem with. My kashiya is how come this vegetable's 1 minute of life is worth more than 600,000 Yidden who are going to get killed if we don't give up this guy?
We all connect together at that moment, yeah?
Why don't we say a simple balabati shecheshbon? In Achinami, this Jew's 1 minute is very choshev. 1 minute of life is infinitely valuable, right? But I have 6 million infinitely valuable lives here, and 6 million infinitely valuable lives is greater, yeah, than 1 minute of infinitely valuable life, and therefore obviously you give up the vegetable and you keep these other 6 million alive, because 6 million is more infinitely valuable than 1 minute of one guy. Wouldn't that be a normal cheshbon?
Yeah, there's a good answer there, yeah? There's a good answer to it. That is that when we let go of one person, then...
Where's the tomorrow's answer?
Every individual...
Where do you get this answer from? Where do you get this answer from? Where do you get this answer from? Well, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, we don't know whether this 1 minute of this vegetable's life is more valuable than Kosh Baruch Hu than all those 6 million lives. We don't know. We can't make that cheshbon, because we don't know what the value of life is. Therefore, we can't say that those 6 million Jews' lives, yeah, are more valuable than 1 minute of that vegetable's life. Now, do you understand how little we understand about the value of life?
But it's not quite like that, because if the choice between this one guy and everyone, their vegetables included in everyone. The point is that we kind of leave it up to
No, they're going to leave the vegetable alive and wipe out all the 6 million.
I think that's what you're saying. Destroy him or the whole city, including him.
Yeah. But even if you would say that, it seems we're not allowed to do that.
No, yeah, because the point isn't that it's a question of this guy versus 6 million guys. It's a question of, you know, definitely giving this guy to die or leaving it up to, you know, some...
So the raya from that is not so clear. It's just not what I'm trying to bring you. I don't see the raya so clear. But the lesson here is very clear. We don't really understand the value of life.
So why should it be any difference
if they
specify a name?
The Gemara says if they ask for a specific Jew, you can give him over. I don't remember. I haven't seen the Gemara for a while. But it's such as that. But they come in and say, we want plane or plane, or we're going to wipe out all such. I think you can give it.
Also,
why? I don't know. Have a look at it. The
Gemara in Sanhedrin.
I've missed this, I think. Look it up. Osmolian is the quickest way to find anything today. Who needs to remember anything?
If the point is that, you know, we can't make the question of you know, which minute of business life is more valuable, then if the scenario were this, a minute longer for this guy to live, or take a minute of the Albine, we shouldn't be able to give an answer either way.
You can't. That's why. If a guy puts a gun against your head and says, kill him or we're going to kill you, you take the bullet. Even if you're the Chofetz Chaim and he's some kid from Tel Aviv. Then there the Gemara says again, the Sforah. Who knows whose life more valuable? I mean, the coup that comes out here is clearly. One thing is we know that 1 minute of Jewish life is worth more than all the Shabbosim in the world. That we see clearly. Yeah?
But one life is
I don't see so clearly the thrust of the... you know, the 6 million Jews against the one Jew or whatever, because, you know, Chinami, he's cradled in that, like you said, in that, he's also going to get wiped out. What's really being taught here is that we can't do a kum va'aseh, we can't do a ma'aseh, but shevel pa'aseh, you can't.
Comparing our allowing them to do it versus their vadai doing it.
Doing it, yeah.
So like we can't allow them to do it, but if they're going to vadai do something else, it's not
we can, problem. Yeah, but that doesn't thrust me the value of life as much as he wants it to, but it does show you to
trust,
some extent.
No, but there's thrust allowance versus, you know, out of our hands.
Fine. Yeah, but I'm saying it doesn't really kick home the message of how valuable that 1 minute life is as opposed to all the other lives. The fact that the Torah says that you have to sit quiet and don't let them, you know, you don't hand him over and you let everybody get killed, that doesn't teach me the value of life. It just teaches me that we're not allowed to do anything to hand over a Jew. But these lives are going to get lost anyway, so you see the life's not that valuable. Because what does come out though is why can't we make that cheshbon? Why can't we make the cheshbon of saying, hold on a second, let's give over one life, which is a 1 minute worth of vegetable life, and save a whole city? Why can't we make that cheshbon? Because we don't understand the value of life. That comes out clear here. We're a Muslim of what 1 minute of life looks like.
Well, saying the value of life isn't up to what the guy's doing with his life, it's just the fact that it is a life.
That's a life, yeah. So that we certainly can learn from here, but I don't see the ikka thrust of the raya. The next raya that he brings is the story that I mentioned. Did I mention it? Yeah, or did I mention that? I don't know, with the Shabbos baby, the Los Angeles baby. So that's the next raya that he brings from the Bir Halacha. In Simon Shin Choftes about the Sofik Jew, Sofik Goy, that you'll see with Machal Shabbos to save a Sofik Goy, even though he's never going to keep mitzvahs again. But that just once again shows you the chashivas of a life in the face of it never doing any performance. Fine. So, yes.
Something was bothering me, but I can see the answer, but I just want to speak
it out. It's Mamash Nabiyat,
tell me. Tell me.
Okay.
That the whole Torah is based on the survival of certain rabbis in Yavna versus the death of all of the Jews in Israel when the Romans came in, the choice of saving some Jews. So we see from
there wasn't a choice of saving some Jews of others.
No.
There was a choice of saving Torah from Klal Yisrael.
Well, we had the
choice of saving three things. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for three things. He asked for ten Yavna v'chachmeya, so that Torah should not be forgotten. There should be continuation of learning Torah. He asked for Rabban Gamliel's family not to be harmed, because they were Shevet Yehuda, and that was the future of Mashiach. They were descended from David HaMelech, so that Malchus wouldn't be lost. And they asked for doctors to cure Tzadok. The Tzadok had been fasting for 40 years in order to save Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told the Spaniasus or whatever, yeah, that Titus's father, who was on his way back to being Rome, the Roman emperor, and Titus was about to take over, he told him that if I had two Reb Tzadoks, you would come with twice the amount of armies you had, you wouldn't be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Reb Tzadok was the Tzadik HaDor, he was the armor of the door. That's all that Rabbi Yochanan asked for. What did he want to ask for? He wanted to ask for Yerushalayim, but he knew that if he asked for it, he wouldn't get it, and he would have lost everything. So he made a calculated decision, which is a whole fascinating shir. Everyone should see that, a whole fascinating shir on that. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing was actually setting up the defeat of the Romans by asking for Yavne. He wasn't asking for some Jews over others. He was saying Torah needs to survive, otherwise the Jewish people are not going to survive. The only hope Torah has of surviving is if you leave Yavne and the Chachomim alone. And from those Chachomim came Rabbi Akiva, and look at what length the Romans went to kill Rabbi Akiva.
Right, but it has to be on the basis that the Romans were going to kill everyone. Once they're going to kill everyone and destroy everything, now when you ask for individual people,
you're not selecting
this one over this one.
He was saying we need to save Torah and Malchus and Klal Yisrael and Reb Tzadok.
Who said the... Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
You have to keep the Torah alive.
This only works if they're going to kill everyone. It's just that we're going to grant you...
Well, first of all, the Romans weren't going to kill everyone. The Romans were going to destroy Shalim and wipe out a whole bunch of people here and there and whatever. There's not how many of the Romans were going to wipe out the whole Jewish people. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not saying, please leave, you know, give me a list of people you want left alive. He was saying, I need Torah to continue. The only way Torah continues is if you leave the Chachamim alone. So he asked them, please to leave Yavne alone, because that's where the Sanhedrin had gathered, that's where the Chachamim were. He didn't ask for any specific lives, he just said, we need Torah. Without Torah, nothing's going to happen.
And by the way, he was
sowing the seed for the destruction of Rome, because it was those Chachamim that's what saved Klal Yisrael. Where would we be today had it not been for Yochanan ben Zakkai's please give me Yavne? There'd be no Torah in the world today. It came out of Yavne, was just the Atzal of Klal Yisrael. So that was Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshbon. His cheshbon wasn't, I could say 20 lives here, 20 lives there, I'm choosing these 20 over those 20. They had nothing to do with it. It's, I need to save Torah. Where's Torah? It happens to be Yavne right now. Give me Yavne. Ten li Yavne v'chachmeh. That's a very, very important trial, you have to understand. That if Klal Yisrael is about to be destroyed, the first thing you say with the Chachamim. In the Holocaust, by the way, we followed that principle. Right. One second. In the Holocaust, we did the same thing. The whole of Klal Yisrael understood, yeah, that we had to get the leaders out of Germany. Whatever it cost, the Gera Rebbe, the Briskerov, the Belzer Rebbe, we had to get the leaders out of it. And the Nazis knew it as well, because the first people they went after were the Rabbonim. Because then if they chopped the head off Klal Yisrael, the body would die. But as long as the head was functioning, yeah, the body would still keep kicking. And that's why they went after with incredible alacrity the leaders of the Rabbonim. And that's why Klal Yisrael went to enormous lengths, okay, where they might have been able to have saved 50 Yidden, yeah, to get one rabbi out. I'm not talking about rabbi, I'm talking about leaders. And that's how they got the Briskerov out, and they got the Gera Rebbe out, and they got the Belzer Rebbe out, and they got the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And it had not been for that, had it not been for the Moshe Feinstein and the Aaron Kotler that managed to get to the shores of America, there would be no Torah in the world today. You don't understand. You have to always save Torah. That's the first thing. Because Klal Yisrael can't survive without Torah. So if Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshbon wasn't a cheshbon of human life over human life, it was a cheshbon of Torah, which means the survival of Klal Yisrael. So that's why I asked for it.
Okay,
what did you
want
to ask for?
No, I understand. But beginning of this year, we said the Prophet's Chaim isn't more important than anywhere else.
Isn't more valuable in terms of the value of his life in Shemayim, but in terms of the survival of Klal Yisrael without Torah, we have to have Torah.
So when we do it, when we try to save the Prophet's Chaim at our own expense,
no!
From them telling us...
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one second, understand the comparison. This person wasn't holding a gun against one Jew's life and saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, either we kill this yid, or either you kill this yid, or we kill you. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't killing anybody. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had an opportunity to save Klal Yisrael. And that's what he did. It had nothing to do with the example we brought yesterday, is if a guy holds a gun against you and says, I'm going to kill you if you don't kill the Chofetz Chaim. Or hold a gun against the Chofetz Chaim's head and say, the Chofetz Chaim, I'm going to kill you if you don't kill that yid. Then you're not allowed to get up and kill anybody. If it's facing to turn around to a Berachim and Zakkai, I said, you know what, I'll leave Yavne and the Yidin and Yavne alive, but I want you to go back to Islam and kill 50 people instead of the 50 Chachomim. So why wouldn't have been allowed to do that? We would have lost the Chachomim. But certain, Mabaya, he was saying, please save these people's lives. What's wrong with that? He wasn't saying, as opposed to those. It wasn't a trade-off. It was to save Kali so. I don't see the problem then. Okay. You know, I'm being flashed the numbers here, so stop. Thank you.